discussing the past few days the idea of Tosefta Shabbos Lefaneh, Tosefta Shabbos Lacharei, and how long can you extend it. So we're going to continue with that, but before we pick up with that, let's see the Levush. This is a Zirek from the Levush. Levush was Bar Mordechai Yafeh, that was his name. And he named his Sfarim based on the Psukim by Mordechai and Megillas Esther. He writes here, Hashem Apostle, Mordechai Yatzim Vehemel, Levush, Malchus, Kalis, before, etc. So the various descriptions of Mordechai in Megillas Esther, since his name is Mordechai, he named his Sfarim based on that. So if you look in the Levush, on page 2, he writes like this. Yesh misha omer, shemisha kibel alav Shabbos kodem shechashecha. Right, this happens all the time. You have somebody who say he made an early Shabbos, but he forgot to do a certain malachi. He forgot to turn on the lights, turn off the lights. And his neighbor wasn't, but he's going to go to the regular minyan. You know, he didn't go to the early minyan, he was going to the regular minyan. So, Ish Mishom 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 Kibel Alav Shabbos Kodim Chashecha Uto Lom Al Yisrael Chavei Al Asas Lomalachu Uto Hu Lehenos Meosu Malachu Mishabbos. And you can get Hanor from that malachi. You tell the Jew to do the malachi for you. The culture came in Motzoi Shabbos. And he says, what if you're a person who keeps long Shabbos and your neighbor already ended Shabbos half an hour ago? So could you ask him to do something for you? You who are still keeping Shabbos, could you ask your neighbor to, you know, do something that's a malacha? So he says, yeah. In other words, it's beferish in the Shulchan Aruch, of the Rashba, that you can tell somebody who wasn't Mekabel Shabbos on Friday to do malacha for you. So certainly Motzei Shabbos. Certainly on Motzai Shabbos. Look in the Eliyahu Zuta, Perish. The culture can shemud alanas Motzai Shabbos v'ashe tivul v'ashe lover Shabbos achar kabbalah. Different shot. So even though a person was mekabel Shabbos, the depth of Sefer Shabbos, also atzmo hamalacha, because mokam lo also el melechas atzmo. But when a person is mekabel Shabbos early, he's only ushering his own melacha. Al melechas chaveiro. But he never took upon himself that he can't get benefits from his friend's malacha. Somebody was eating shalashunas into the night. The other guy already davened Maariv, and he already made Abdullah. You're still sitting by Shalom Shudas. So you can tell him that he could light a candle for you, he could cook for you, etc. And you could benefit from it. Because Lamaisa, for him it's mutter, and it's okay. So that's what the first thing the Levush says. But then Levush says, no, he thinks not that way. Avali Nira says, she'ena nidon dom l'raya, that it's not parallel. Lo domi yuli shabbata l'fuki shabbata, that you can't compare the beginning of Shabbos to the end of Shabbos. The yuli shabbata coming into Shabbos hadavar toloi benidro v'kibulo alav kedusha Shabbos. That's toloi on your Kabbalah. You're only Makabel on your Malacha. You weren't Makabel if there's an Isser. I mean, obviously, you can't Makabel Shabbos to somebody else, but you can Makabel that you're not going to benefit from his Malacha. So we say, no, you only Makabel your own Malacha and not to benefit from that. But for his Malacha, that's okay. But a Fugi Shabbat, but at the end of Shabbos, where the first opinion said it's the same. How does Tosefta Shabbos work? So, in the beginning of Shabbos, you're Makabel. Now, Makabel, we'll see, doesn't necessarily mean Bepeh. Some say it means Bepeh, some say it just means B'machshava. Right? But there's a Kabbalah, there's a conscious decision, either verbally or mentally, that you're Mekabel Shabbos. At the end of Shabbos, Shabbos just continues by itself, as long as you didn't articulate or mentally say it's over. So it's Nimshach Me'elav. Again, not Nimshach Me'elav that it is going to be Skila. It's not, you know, it's not going to, but whatever level of Kedusha there is in the Tosefta Shabbos Lachara, it's Me'elav. It's there until you hack it up. It's not shy to say some things are there. It's the whole Shabbos is continuing by itself on a lower level. So it's not going to be a chiyuv skila if you violate it. So since on Shabbos itself, if somebody would cook, you can't use it, so too on Motzai Shabbos also. It's only a kula on Erev Shabbos, so you mekabel Shabbos early, so then you're only mekabel not to benefit from Malacha Shabbos on your Malacha, not on somebody else's. So it's a fundamental machlokas here between the Yesh Misha Omer and the Levush. Whether the concept that if you're Mekabel Shabbos, you can't tell somebody to do Malacha for you, does that apply even on Motzai Shabbos? So the first opinion says, yeah, it's the same thing. Erev Shabbos, Motzai Shabbos, all the same thing. And the Levush says, no, I think differently. I think that Erev Shabbos, it's a din in the Kabbalah. So what you were Mekabel. On Motzai Shabbos, it's a din in what? That's Nimshach Me'elov. And therefore, anything that's also on Shabbos is going to be also on Motzei Shabbos Me'elov.
Same when we say it's a din of Kabbalah Erev Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos, we say it's a din in your friend with Kabbalah that does not have Shabbos anymore.
Say again?
Meaning, on Motzei Shabbos, your friend was, I guess, quote unquote, Kabbalah, not doing Shabbos anymore. The same way you think with Kabbalah Shabbos and Erev Shabbos,
your friend was Mekabel Kol. So
he's
100% Mekabel
Kol, and he's 100%
just like he was before. I
mean, why? Well, your friend, so new, so what? No, so, just like Erev Shabbos, your friend wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet, you were Mekabel
Shabbos. Yeah. So like, I'll Mekabel Shabbos, he wasn't. So again, still, right.
But on
Mekabel Shabbos,
once my friend was Mekabel Kol.
No, he could do Malacha, your friend. He could do for you also, but you can't benefit from it. He can do anything he wants. His question is, can I benefit from what he did? So the first opinion says, yeah, you can. And the second opinion says, no. Because the only reason why you can benefit on Erev Shabbos is because you only mekabel the Isser of yourself. But
can you give a call like Shabbos with the condition that he wants to be making it? No.
Mekabel Shabbos when?
If we're allowed to accept half Shabbos,
up until Shkia.
According to my understanding of the text, no, one cannot partially accept Shabbos. It's either all or nothing.
Well, once Shabbos itself comes, then you don't need my Kabbalah. You know, once Shkia comes, or whenever your whole Shabbos begins, it doesn't matter whether you're Mekabel, you weren't Mekabel. You know, you don't say, oh, I don't keep Shabbos because I'm not Mekabel Shabbos. No, of course, you have to keep Shabbos. Shabbos is there whether you like it or not. It's coming whether you like it or not. Tilshkia, exactly. So maybe in a Hanami. Tilshkia, you want to mekabel one thing and not the other thing. That's what the Levush is saying. The Levush is saying, you can be mekabel, what do they say? Half Shabbos. Half Shabbos? I mean, you'd have to, I guess, articulate it, but whatever you mekabel, you mekabel. The only question is, I mean, it's totally maybe under discussions of, you know, what the chiyuv is in Tosefta Shabbos, but he seemed to say that you makabel. So that you are makabel, that there's an isser on you to be nene from a Jew's malacha on your behalf till Shkia comes. Right. But then we assume the assumption is also that everything else he's being makabel. Yeah. Mamish again is not a good way of saying it because, as I said, that you won't be chayiv skila, you won't be makabel isurim, not with the same magnitude as Shabbos itself.
So
he says, "Benuka lomash zek kipir lolav zeloki belolav." Aval fupe it Shabbata, but the end of Shabbos, sure nesa lav hakol biyom Shabbos umamshich mikdushos of alayla kol isurim shachim imo. Because it's not tolim kabbalah, so everything is nimshach. You know, you have mekabel tosefes lacharel. So the Shaykh Omer hutru miktsasim miktsasim lahutru. She miktsasim hutru kulam hutru. Kimo gabi neder. Nikevi che kulam lahutru. She also basis malacha. She miktsasim lahutru. So it's all or nothing at the end of Shabbos. Came at Shabbos also Mashachim Ravashlim Ben Goyim Ben Yehudim. Came on say Shabbos Nishar B'Yisurim Mashi Yivarch Birkas Hamazon. Until he benches V'yasir Daito Gam Hu Min HaShabbos. Hol Man Shalom B'Yirch B'Yis Hamazon Yigdush Shabbos Odenu Olav. Daito L'Varch Od would say. In other words, till he's benching, he still is holding by Shabbos. So he wasn't Masir Dat Min HaShabbos. So therefore he can't eat things that somebody cooked for him who already ended their Shabbos. Well, he has in mind that he's going to bench and he's going to say Ritzevach Mitzenu. So that he has in mind that he's still holding my Shabbos.
At the end of that,
he still is holding by Shabbos. Calls man that he has in mind that he wants Shabbos. Okay, so we didn't get through. Let's read the Raya. Raya, Rura Gdola Nirali Mimasha Kosar Rabbeinu Balatur. People in Germany, they make 2 days Yom Kippur. So if there would be 10 of these people, So he says that Okay, there's a question what about the tefillah, but everything else, if he's being noach malacha, he shouldn't malacha, and therefore even acherim lo yivashlo lo. Because he's keeping a second day of Yom Kippur. So he says, so therefore, no one should cook for him. They're cooking for him for later. Cook of Shabbos, okay. Okay, so they're cooking for him for Shabbos, he's saying, Mr. Katan is saying. Hainavim B'Shem Karo, Shabbos Ran, etc. So he says from there that you can't cook for him, because like Mr. Katan said, he needs food for Shabbos. What? Yeah, he says here. Who says the Beis Yosef says? Yeah. So Mr. Katan says the Beis Yosef, so that no one could cook for him on his second day Yom Kippur. Even though no one else is keeping, most of the people are not keeping 2 days Yom Kippur. So the second day Yom Kippur is comes mail, yeah. So what were you gonna ask? Right, so you can't do anything for those people. In other words, because just like the raya is that just like there was an Erev Shabbos, so whatever you makabli not. But once Shabbos comes, then you have the regular din of Shabbos, and once Motzei Shabbos comes, the extension of Shabbos. Right? So it doesn't matter whether you macabre, what you macabre or not. So therefore, the guy can't cook for you on the second day of Yom Kippur, because that's not, even though there was that's Memela. It's already, Yom Kippur for you, so to speak. So the idea being, once it's Yom Kippur, it's a full Yom Kippur. So as an Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Kippur, whatever you decide. Once it's Yom Kippur, Misafek, so then it's a full Yom Kippur, but it's only full Yom Kippur for you. The other guy, people don't have a Yom Kippur at all. And what do you see? So even though they're not keeping Yom Kippur, so they can cook, for you. So maybe they can cook for you too. He's saying, no, they can't cook for you. Even though for the other guy, you're keeping the second day Yom Kippur, the other guy's not. So you see from there that if, once it's Yom Kippur or Shabbos or Motzai Shabbos, it's a full fledged thing. The only thing that's different is on Erev Shabbos. You know, some people point out from this Lavush that if a person was with Kabbalah Shabbos early and then decides, oh, I need to do this, I do this. So he knocks on the next door neighbor's door and he's not there. An hour. So there's a concept that some hold within the sheet of the bush, maybe he can do Hakaras Bazar. Because the whole thing is just a Kabbalah. So if he notices that no, you'll get someone else to do Hakaras.
You can't get one person to do Malacha for you, like three people.
Yeah, in other words, theory.
Well,
well, it's a Kabbalah, so what is the Nether? Nether is a Kabbalah, so it could be a Kabbalah of a toss.
Mm-hmm.
Tzorach Mitzvah. So that's the sod of this of the Lush. So it's two opinions here. Whether you compare Erev Shabbos and Motzai Shabbos. So we were talking about before whether you compare them in terms of time you could extend. Now we're discussing another thing, whether you compare them in terms of this halacha that you're in Makabal Shabbos early, you can get the guy to do malacha, or you can get another Jew rather to do malacha for you, whether that applies only on Erev Shabbos or even Motzai Shabbos. Okay. Now, the next part of the this time was an interesting discussion. In the Lavush. Now we go back to our old discussion about Motzai Shabbos. What's the status of a Motzai Shabbos? Are there any restrictions on Motzai Shabbos because we say that Shabbos extends? So it's interesting, if you look in the Shari Tshuva here on page 5, because of B'Shem Maran Zakuta, B'Tshuva, Simon Lamed, Shekibu b'shem Arizal, she'osu lo mavidoi b'motzoi Shabbos ad she'yavor chatzos halayla. Ki ad chatzos yesh kedusha Shabbos. Yeah, so in other words, they would say different things. Vidoi is, we'll talk about the tikkun chatzos and all things that so he says with all these things you should wait till after chatzos. There was people want to be mesabel, they want to say vidoy, they want to do different things, so you shouldn't do these things on Motzai Shabbos because the Kedusha Shabbos is still another still sit shiva. See, it could be that this really doesn't have to do with this. In other words, if suddenly the Shabbos continues, it could just mean even though you're doing malacha, but there's still some shmek of Shabbos on you. Maybe this whole thing has nothing to do with our conversation, because maybe a person maybe ended Shabbos, after say Sakochovim. And then we're still telling him, don't make vidui till after, which is something, if that would be the chatta, there would be no correlation to what we're talking about. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll continue, should do that piece of the B'nai Soskar, and then the Beis Yosef, Zichron Yosef, and we'll continue there. So we'll start from it in a couple of minutes.